Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hey, welcome to it, a brand new week today. It is Monday, the 6th of July, and these are some of your top business stories from around the continent, starting in Kenya. Kenyan Airways says it will lay off an unexpected number of employees, reduce its network, as well as get rid of some of its assets due to the coronavirus crisis. The crisis has hit the global aviation industry quite hard, with the African carriers alone expected to lose about $6 billion this year in revenue. Over in Morocco, the economy is expected to contract by 13.8% in the second quarter under the impact of the coronavirus lockdown. The state planning agency expects Morocco's economy to shrink by a further 4.6% year-on-year in the third quarter as restrictive measures are loosened. And we've been reporting on this story for a number of days. Petrochemical giant Sasol has opted to give up its license to explore for gas off the Mozambican coast, but it is still exploring for gas onshore in the northern province of Inhambane. Sasol is offloading some of its assets to pay off its huge debt and avoid a rights issue of up to $2 billion. And looking at some of the stock markets on the continent, the Nigerian stock market opened this week on a negative note, extending a record downward trend despite attractiveness of a number of fundamentally sound stocks. The Nigerian Stock Exchange All-Share Index closed lower at 24,109 points. Over in South Africa, the South African stock markets reached their best level in over 4 months, lifted by miners as growing optimism about the prospects of a global recovery outweighed concerns of a second wave of COVID-19 infections. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange All-Share Index gained 0.2% to finish off at 54,846 points, its best close since February. The local currency strengthened by 0.16% by close of business. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us and for liking us and leaving us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Join us again tomorrow for the latest news from around the continent. Goodbye.